Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I assure you, if you'd be honest and say, Lord, is it okay with you for me to smoke these 5 packs of cigarettes a day? Lord, is it fine with you for me to drink 2 fifths of whiskey a day? Is that cool? You okay with that? Huh? Smoke a pound of dope a day? Is that okay with you? You know, have sexual affairs as often as I can? Is that all right? If it's His body, then you want to do what He wants done with it. And the more we give it to Him, the body for the Lord, then the more He can be the Lord for the body. Whatever I give to Him, see now if we're doing crazy stuff in these buildings and on these properties, is God obligated to keep us in plenty of money to keep the utilities on and everything? No. If we're not doing what He wants done, and that's what has happened to a lot of churches. That's why they ran out of money. Nobody's immune to it. You decide to go nuts and do something the Lord didn't tell you to do. He's not obligated to finance all that, take care of you. But if it's really for Him doing what He wants, can you count on Him to take care of it? He's going to take care of it. He's well able to. That's true with our entire lives. That's true with our bodies and our minds and our families. But you can't just run to Him and say, I need help when you got a problem, but you don't care what He wants and you don't try to do anything that He wants with what you are and have. Doesn't work. And if we yield our minds to think wrong things, our mouths to say wrong things, our hands to do wrong things, our feet to go wrong places, is God obligated to keep us in perfect health so we can sin comfortably? No. Well, then the body is not for the Lord. And that hinders Him being for the body. Said out loud, my body is for the Lord. I know one of the first sports cars I got. I'd been wanting one for many years, and Phyllis and I got a white Corvette convertible. It was a 1988. And there was some boys in the neighborhood. When I got that car, I came in. It was bright white and had a bright red leather interior. You couldn't miss it, man. I mean, chrome wheels. I came in, and the boys in the neighborhood noticed it. And I was over there watching it one day, and they came over. And they was talking about it, and they asked questions about the car. One of them said, you won't believe what he does. He lived beside me. The other guy said, what? One of the kids piped up and said, he sells drugs. He said, no, I don't sell drugs. But he said, he buys drugs. I said, no, he don't buy drugs. One of them said, no, he's a preacher. And the boys looked at him, and their mouth came open. I said, yeah, boys. I said, this is a church-going car. It's been to church so many times, it just almost turns that way when you come out of the driveway. And it's a blessed car. Well, it looked it, too. Well, we ought to be that way. Not just your car, not just the building, but us, our spirit, our mind, our soul, and our bodies. Is that right? Are for the Lord. And as surely as it's truly that way, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? He can be for you. Can He keep me through anything to do His work?
Yes.
No matter what might try to happen to my body, what might attack it, what genetic defect or whatever might happen, can God fix it? Can He tweak it? Can He change it to keep me in good operation doing what He wants me to do?
Yes.
Can He?
Yes.
Can He?
Yes.
Easily.
Thank you, Lord.
Easily. But is that the big challenge? That ain't the big challenge, getting him to do that. The challenge is, who am I living for? Who am I letting drive? Because if you let the devil drive, and you go off on these binges, and you get into all this stuff you know better, then it's like, you know, loaning your Lexus sedan to somebody, and they went four-wheeling in it. They took it off-road, tore off the bumpers, tore the exhaust out, busted the springs and the shocks. But here's the good news. You can be over in the ditch with your axle broke and say, Jesus, I need help. He will send a tow truck. He will send the truck to get you. And he will drag you in. But he's going to want to have a talk with you. Come on, somebody listen. He's going to want to talk to you. How did this happen? How did this happen? What? What? Didn't you know? And if you might as well be honest with him, because he already knows. How did this happen? Let the devil drive. You did what? Let the devil drive. Let the devil drive. Yeah, let the devil drive. You let the devil drive your car. Yeah. What? If you intend to change, it can take away any condemnation. He's not interested in you feeling bad about this. That ain't gonna help you or him. And the price has already been paid. It's not like he's trying to hold anything against you, but it's all about your heart. Are you willing to acknowledge where you went wrong? And what's the next one? Come on, help me out. What's the next one? Are you willing to change? Because if you're going to loan it to him again tomorrow. But if you're willing to change, the Lord is so merciful. Even if you've done the same dumb, wrong stuff 100 times, if you'll get serious with him, he'll come get you. He'll tow you in. He'll fix you. Good as new. Look like it's like it never happened. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. But if you're smart and not a really, really dull, slow learner, if you're smart, the next time he comes around to tempt, what will you say?
No.
Come on, let me drive. I won't. I won't run it too hard. I'll stay on the paved roads. Come on. Let me just do a little bit. We're not going to go too far. We just do a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a couple of pills. Just 2 drinks. Just, you're not going to go too far. Just go talk to them. Just meet. This kind of thing leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And if you yield to it, it takes a toll on you. Have you seen people that have just lived an extended life of sin? I mean, they can be 40 and look like 65. Is that right? What's it doing to them? It's abusing God's body. This body, these hands are not made to punch and hurt people. They're made to lay hands on them, believe for them to get healed. This mouth is the Lord's. Body's not for fornication, it's for the Lord. It's for, not for cursing, not for slandering, not putting people down, making them feel bad. It's for building them up and blessing them and helping them. Is that right? These feet? It's not to go to the darkest dive and the most evil stuff. It's to go to church and go to meetings and go do good things and help people in need and go to work and make a bunch of money. And this mind, it's not to dwell on dark, twisted stuff that puts you in fear and panic. It's to think on things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and praiseworthy. Is that right?
Yes.
The Lord told us what to do with all these things that are His. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Romans 14:7 said, none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die to the Lord. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Somebody say, we are the Lord. Say it out loud. I am the Lord's. I'm redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Is that right? God is supposed to be glorified in my spirit and in my body, both of which are His. The devil is not to be glorified. I tell you, some of the times that my heart has hurt the most is when I realized I let the devil use my mouth to hurt somebody. And you realize he played you. You got all worked up with a feeling, and he brought this thought and words to you, and you just spit them out. And it was the very thing that he knew would grill them and hurt them. And in that case, you yielded your vessel as an instrument of the enemy. Doesn't mean you're possessed. Doesn't mean you're not saved. It just means you let him drive. You let him use these things. Friends, we need to make up our mind that we are not giving him any place nor any use of our mouths, our tongues, our words, our minds, our bodies. And the more we consecrate and commit what the Lord's given us, that's His, to Him, for His use, He has a right. Come on, somebody hear that? Yes. He has a right to take care of what's His, yes, to protect what's His, yes, to keep what is His, yes, to provide for what is His, yes, to heal and keep strong what is His, yes, to prolong the days of what is His. What is His, used for His purposes and His uses exclusively. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes, he should see a big sign outside your life that says, no vacancy. When the Holy Spirit moves, he needs to see open 24/7. Is that right? To you. Anytime. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me